In my email, I get countless offers to see Broadway in Chicago, but one doesn't need to travel to see Broadway caliber entertainment. The Secret Garden is Broadway caliber and then some. It is a beautiful production with great singing, wonderful dancing, and an emotional story that moves the audience. While this musical is not as well known as many others, it deserves a sold-out audience every night in this production. The story revolves around Mary Lennox. Her family is killed in a cholera epidemic, and she is sent to England to live with her uncle, Archibald Craven, a man so overcome by grief that he has retreated from the world. Mary soon discovers a garden created by Archibald's late wife. Through the help of Dickon, a brother of one of the servants, the garden is restored and the family is brought back to life. Bart Shatto has come back to his hometown to take on the role of Archibald, and his performance alone is worth the price of admission. His voice is beautiful, and the duet with Mike Reams is a showstopper as they sing about their mutual love for Lily and the haunting song, Lily's Eyes. The musical would not succeed had there not been three outstanding young actors in the cast. Faustina Hurdeman brings a feistiness and determination to the role of Mary Lennox. She has a strong voice and a fine stage presence. Tyler Smith, as the strange and mysterious Dickon, sings beautifully, dances with style, and plays his role very well. And Caden Miklos, as Colin, brings a strong voice and acting ability to his role. The other adults in the cast are also outstanding, especially Katie Spiden as Lily, with her wonderfully operatic voice. Never have I heard a ghost sing so beautifully and hauntingly. The dancing is also beautiful to behold. Tamara Chalakam and Poojam Bital have created beautiful dances both in the ballet sequences and the Indian dances, which seem very traditional. The ballet sequences performed by Aaron Elwell and Pauline Parkhurst are exquisite and moving. The play is shrouded in mystery, and a dreamlike quality as so much of it takes place in the characters' minds. The set is minimal but functional, allowing the audience to create its own pictures. The smoke and lighting effects add to the dreamlike quality. However, a real garden is created outside thanks to Hare Nursery, and it serves as the secret garden of the show. Arrive early enough to appreciate it. While this show is not as well known as many others, it has a beautiful haunting score that is at times operatic, and the orchestra, conducted by Andrea Molina, plays it superbly. This is a show not to be missed, and I hope that it is held over so more people can see a truly beautiful, moving production. Pam O'Rear is to be commended for directing such a beautiful production.